USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Police in New York City patrolling Jewish neighborhoods after five people are stabbed in a knife attack at a rabbi's house. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio calling the attack in Rockland County horrific, but said the NYPD's deployed a visible presence around other Jewish houses of worship in the city since. An American astronaut making history aboard the International Space Station. NASA says Christina Cook of Grand Rapids, Michigan, broke the record yesterday for the longest space flight by a woman. She's been at the ISS for over 289 days in a row now, breaking a record set in the past by American astronaut Peggy Whitson. Here on Earth, a powerful winter storm is dumping heavy snow across the plains, now barreling into the upper Midwest. Winter storm warnings posted from Colorado to Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
LSU clobbers Oklahoma in the Peach Bowl yesterday in Atlanta.
Final score, LSU 63, Oklahoma 28.
That from ESPN. It means that LSU will play Clemson on January 13th for the College Football National Championship. That's because Clemson also defeated Ohio State 29-13 in the Fiesta Bowl in Glendale yesterday. Well-known sports reporter Carly McCord was among five people killed in the crash of a small plane in Lafayette, Louisiana yesterday morning. The daughter-in-law of LSU's offensive coordinator, Steve Ensminger, was on her way to cover the Peach Bowl. She was often an in-game host for broadcasts of the NFL Saints and the NBA's Pelicans. Russia's conducting joint naval exercises with China and Iran, a four-day drill that's underway in the Sea of Oman, reportedly aimed at improving security in the region. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is walking back a comment that he wouldn't testify at the Trump impeachment trial. On Friday, Biden said he wouldn't comply with a Senate subpoena because he claimed it would be a tactic by Trump to distract from the president's wrongdoing. A lot of legal experts criticized Biden for the remark. Then yesterday, Biden clarified it. He now says in his 40 years in public life, he has always cooperated with what he called legitimate congressional requests. Kim Jong-un is meeting with top party officials as North Korea's year-end deadline with the U.S. approaches. North Korean state news saying that Kim convened the party meeting Saturday to discuss important policy matters ahead of that deadline. Kim, the chairman of the ruling Workers' Party of Korea, and the party officials were discussing what they said were important matters, including the building of the state and national defense. Yesterday was just the first of many meetings. Further details not provided, though. North Korea has given the U.S. till the end of the year to offer a new initiative, that is, to resolve differences over nuclear weapons. And a prisoner swap is underway between Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists. The two sides having agreed to the swap earlier this month in Paris, and now it's begun as it's being called an all-for-all swap. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.